Good morning, and welcome to the Cyber Smart Morning News Update. With the always evolving world of cyber threats and defense, you need a source you can trust. FBI retired Special Agent Darren Mott guides you through today's intricate cyber landscape and brings you the latest headlines and insights and what it means to you. Let's dive into today's cyber news.
Good morning, friends. It is Friday, September 22nd, 2023. This year is just flying by. I thank you so much for taking the time to turn on the Cyber Smart Morning News Update. I am your host, retired FBI Supervisory Special Agent Darren Mott. And since it is a Friday, this is going to be somewhat of a news-free day, only in the sense that I've decided, so after last Friday's debacle, right, I tried to focus on one particular news item and it didn't really go well. I didn't feel like that was a worthy podcast for those folks who were taking the time to listen. So I came up with a different idea for Friday. You know, as newspapers have op-ed pages, Friday is going to be Op-Ed Friday on the Cyber Smart Morning News Update. And part of that was inspired by what happened over the last couple of days. So in Huntsville every year, there's what's called the National Cyber Summit. So this particular op-ed has to do with cybersecurity conferences. What are we getting out of them? Kind of the basic. It's probably going to be an unpopular opinion, but I'm going to throw it out there anyway, if nothing else, to start discussion. So hopefully these Friday op-ed pieces will be able to allow for a discussion on LinkedIn or Facebook or Instagram, wherever we have these discussions. So think about that as I do this op-ed. So I was part of the National Cyber Summit. The company I work for had a booth there. And so I was supposed to work the booth because I work in cybersecurity for them. And I happened to mention, hey, the last 2 years, I have been at the National Cyber Summit with a booth doing podcast interviews. I can bring my podcast stuff and I can just set it up at your booth and we can do that thing. And they're like, yeah, sure, go ahead and do that. So I brought a folding table. I brought my podcast stuff. I brought everything I had every year. The one thing I forgot to bring were two chairs. I'm like, well, this is a big conference hall. I can get two plastic chairs. How hard can that be? It's just two plastic chairs. Our company's paying for this big booth. So I went and asked for two plastic chairs. And the two plastic chairs cost me $270 to rent for 2 days. I paid the $270 because I needed the podcast, the chairs for people to sit down if they were coming to my podcast. And it got me thinking, what are we doing here? We have this conference every year. And chances are, over the next course of the next several weeks, several months, mind you, there will be cyber conferences all over the world. And actually, as I'm talking about this, I'm going to type in cyber conferences, cybersecurity conferences for 2023. And the reason I bring this up is because part of my goal, my desire, my mindset is to figure out how do we, as a cybersecurity community, help people understand the threats around them so they don't necessarily or don't at all become victims, right? So that's kind of the goal I go for. And so I'm looking at this conference where I just paid $270 for a chair and thinking, what are we? Are we accomplishing anything? Is any cyber crime, any cybersecurity issue being resolved in the course of this 2 day, 3 day, whatever affair? And I thought, I'm not thinking it is. And then I'm started thinking, what about all of these other cybersecurity conferences? So I'm going to probably look for this up real quick and probably cut out the, oh, here we go. Here's Security Magazine. Let's take a look at the top cybersecurity conferences of 2023. Let's just use that as a baseline. So if this ever comes up on my, okay, here we go. So here we go. So here they are. There was the World Conference on Cybersecurity and Ethical Hacking in Singapore in January. FutureCom Eastern Conference. That was an online one in January 12th. There was the 18th International Conference on Cyber Warfare and Security in Maryland. There was WSIS 2023, which is Women in Cybersecurity. That was in Denver in March. There was the Minorities in Cybersecurity Annual Conference. There was the RSA Conference, of course, the big one in San Francisco. Cybersecurity and Privacy Professionals Conference in Bellevue, Washington. I could go on and on. There were conferences in Kuala Lumpur, Black Hat, DEF CON, Blue CON, Global CISO Summit, Global Cyber Conference. Cyber Summit right there. Here that is. And coming up next week, actually in 3 days, InfoSec World Florida. Let's see what that even talks about. Features keynotes from industry leaders, including CISOs at the NFL, Salesforce, and other national and global organizations. Participants can earn CPE credits, yay for that, network with thousands of peers, and hear keynotes from thought leaders, including one of Security Magazine's top security leaders, Greg Tohill, whoever he is. So let me go to that. Let me go to this particular conference and just kind of take a quick peek here. So here it is. Here's the event. It's at is at Disney's Coronado Springs Resort in Lake Buena Vista. Well, I bet you their booths are cheap, and I bet you their chairs are probably more than $270. And so let's just take a quick look at some of the keynote speakers and just see what it is that they're going to talk about, if I can. So here's some of the topics: third-party risk, attack surface management. Okay, great. There's tons of freaking topics. And there he goes. And I'm sure artificial intelligence is here. Let's see, artificial intelligence? No, I don't see artificial intelligence. But I do see the zero trust, another nice keyword. So keynote speakers: Scott Shapiro, founding director of the Yale Cybersecurity Lab; Rachel Wilson from Morgan Stanley; Cheryl Nifong, CISO of University of Texas. So these are all, I'm sure, smart people. Fantastic people. No reason to believe they aren't good people. But at the end of the day, when this conference is over, what exactly will be solved? Will cybersecurity come? Will cybercrime come to an end? Will people be protected because of it? I don't know. I would like to hope. I would like to think so. There will be 150 speakers at this conference in Orlando next week. There will be 9 workshops. There will be 2,500 attendees. You know, lots of different, it's a great webpage, a lot of different stuff, but at the end of it, what are we going to solve? Now, sure, there will be networking, right? People in the community, in the cybersecurity world will get to see other people in the cybersecurity world, and they'll talk about cybersecurity things. But at the end of the day, will there be anything strategic? Will anything be solved? Will anything be fixed? Will we wake up on the 28th of September at the end of the InfoSec World Conference and say, we have solved the cybersecurity problem? No. Now, what is my solution to all this? Do I have a solution to all this? I think I do. If we're going to do conferences, why don't we do a conference that highlights solving problems? I mean, okay, do we need a vendor floor? Okay, sure. Vendors are there to sell their product, and their products are useful and have a need, and there's reasons to have it. But we need to incorporate this into have we identified our most vulnerable sectors, our small and medium businesses that need help? How are we helping them? How are small and medium businesses who are primary targets, healthcare, who is a primary target, how are they being served by the people going to these conferences? Let's take the RSA conference. A lot of papers, I'm sure, were released, probably some good intelligence created, I hope. But at the end of the day, did anything get solved? RSA has been going on for years and years and years. This conference here in Huntsville is going on for years and years and years. And I appreciate having gone. I appreciate talking to people. I will say, as an introvert, I'm pretty exhausted at the end of it because it takes a lot out of me. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm not sure if I want to go back next year unless there's some way I can accomplish something that helps someone protect themselves, stay safe, come up with a plan of attack with an action item that says, okay, here's what we learned from this conference. Now, all you entities, go forth and do these things. These will keep you safe. These will protect you from the threats that are out there. Here's the threats you need to know about. Now, I'm sure there were some topics that talked about threats, right? But I mean, I saw some of the speakers, and I saw some of the people who went to some of these speakers' presentations, and no one came out and said, boy, you really should have gone and seen that. I mean, Christopher Krebs was a keynote speaker. Brian Krebs was there. I'm sure he's always in the top 10 of cybersecurity people to watch, but he's a reporter, honestly. He reports on news things, which is great. I don't begrudge him that, but what's he solving? You know, at the end of the day, who is he protecting? Who is he? What strategic plan is he creating that makes it harder for bad guys to do bad things and easier for the good guys to do the good things? Those are my questions. So that is my op-ed for this Friday. I'm going to keep this under 10 minutes for you all so you can go on about your Friday, go on about your weekend. I'd be curious to hear your thoughts. So feel free to hit me up on LinkedIn. Hit me up, Darren at thecyberguy.com. Find me on Facebook. Go to my Substack. I have a little Substack writing I did on this yesterday, because it irritated me so badly. So go look at those things. I would love to have a conversation with folks that can convince me that this, you know, these conference, I understand having to have a conference, but do we have to have so many? I mean, can't we have one really good one that really does all these things? Okay, maybe one really good conference a quarter where everybody can prove their wares, but things are accomplished. That's all I'm asking for. So hopefully you maybe feel the same way. If not, it is what it is. This is just an op-ed. This is not gospel. So again, thank you for joining me, Darren at thecyberguy.com. Just know that knowledge is protection. If we can understand the threats targeting us, we can assess our risk, proceed wisely. Thanks so much again for listening. We will see you again on Monday, because pretty sure cyber bad stuff is going to occur over the weekend, and I'll be here to tell you all about it.
CyberSmart Morning News is written and produced by CyberGuy Productions. Feel free to email thoughts, comments, or suggestions to Darren at thecyberguy.com or follow Darren on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/in/DarrettMott. Thanks for listening.